This is a question from a Patreon supporter.
I've long held a view that MSPs need to be more agile in their methodology and adopt a slightly unique variation of DevOps culture to be competitive in delivering their services. It seems to be a common problem that when enterprise ITSM platforms are applied to MSPs, it results in team isolation, which is the antithesis of DevOps culture. Traditional DevOps is about developing and deploying apps. Are typical MSP service offerings really any different to an app? They have a life cycle. The market demands new features even before we are finished rolling out the last batch. How we deliver them needs to be constantly showing efficiencies in order to remain competitive. I am not sure about your awareness of DevOps methodology specifically, but I think the concept of value stream committees to manage the end-to-end delivery of product outcomes is missing from the top end of our industry. In smaller MSPs, still with startup cultures, it still exists. Still, the M&A trend we see across the MSP industry has a nasty habit of eliminating this, in favor of conformity with a nobody ever got fired for saying do I till narrative. Interested in your take.
Now, I'm not a DevOps expert. It's not my area of expertise. Now, that said, I'm a former developer. That's been a bit for sure. I hold a degree in computer science from the College of William & Mary, Go Tribe, and have classic training in software engineering. I led project teams doing web development in my early career, and I keep a distinct eye on the space. I've been known to do a little bit of development here and there as well, but nothing I'd share. I don't need to know DevOps to wholeheartedly agree with the listener on the approach to product development that is being advocated. The reason is that regardless of the specific implementation, the question is framed around creating services as products. You're right. MSP service offerings are apps. They are products. They are a set collection of deliverables. In fact, that's the premise. Let's borrow a moment from Wikipedia.
Managed services as the practice of outsourcing the responsibility for maintaining and anticipating need for a range of processes and functions, ostensibly for the purpose of improved operations and reduced budgetary expenditures through the reduction of directly employed staff. The client and the MSP are bound by a contractual, service-level agreement that states the performance and quality metrics of their relationship.
This requires you to define those specific requirements, products, apps, whatever you want to call them. So spot on that they have to be developed in this way. In my vendor days, I worked on the idea of the perpetually valuable MSP. The idea? You continually evaluate your offerings, aging out some and introducing new ones to ensure you're constantly moving forward. You evaluate your current offerings around the idea of margin, effort, and growth, where you ensure the offering is still valuable. If it is, great. If not, you plan to retire it. You add offerings by evaluating the market and deciding which current and potential offerings you can add. Huge plug. My whole concept of the Business of Tech podcast is watching these trends to help evaluate. You listen to the show, you hear new ideas, and consider the ones that make sense and the ones that don't. Now, the methodology of your implementation is entirely up to you. DevOps, classic waterfall software engineering, Scrum, Agile, honestly, I don't care. What I do care about is your interest in continual development. Now, the question references ITIL. And in my mind, that's a thing to be implemented, your app. Again, let's pull the definition from Wikipedia.
ITIL describes processes, procedures, tasks, and checklists which are neither organization-specific nor technology-specific, but can be applied by an organization toward strategy, delivering value, and maintaining a minimum level of competency. It allows the organization to establish a baseline from which it can plan, implement, and measure. It is used to demonstrate compliance and to measure improvement.
No one was ever fired for implementing ITIL. Sure. Let's note that it's used to establish a baseline. Yet the world never stops changing. Thus, the organization should be using some system, over and over again, to evaluate the baseline and make changes to it. and then use the proper process to implement it, which absolutely could be DevOps. I'd argue that the smaller the organization, the more you shy away from strict baseline compliance and toward a flexible methodology to ensure the business gets what it wants and needs from its technology investment. The size statement matters because most MSPs will focus on smaller organizations. What Accenture and Cognizant deliver for their enterprise customers will look very different from what a regional provider delivers for the four-attorney law practice they serve. However, the process they use to evaluate offerings, it rhymes. Final point. You reference the M&A trend in the MSP industry. In this context, I'm interpreting that to mean the M&A activity with providers themselves, as investors and owners come together to grow their businesses and not the vendor side. The data tells me these companies may be bigger, but not necessarily better. PE-backed providers are not outperforming the overall industry or their non-PE-backed brethren. The difference in performance is not due to the investment. It's about the management team, investor or not. And those management teams are using a system, any system, to continually review their offerings. DevOps is a perfectly reasonable way to do that. Thanks for asking. I do love taking questions, and if you've got one, send it my way. Remember, if you like this kind of content, you can support it directly. Visit patreon.com/MSP Radio for our Give What You Want program. Every little bit helps, and we are supported directly by listeners like you. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSP Radio. Or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit mspradio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.